Yeah, just a very sort of quick micro reflection, really. And actually, Dan kind of said a fair bit of it already. But just something I was reflecting on during the worship time was just the name of Jesus that came to me was Emmanuel, God with us. And I was reminded of in the Song of Zechariah, it says, the Lord God of Israel has visited and redeemed us. And just I was struck by it's a pretty big deal that God came to earth and visited us. As Dan was saying, the universe was changed forever when this happened. And it's something that I most certainly take for granted, that Jesus walked this earth and God himself visited us. And so, yeah, I think that's something I want to take away and just reflect on a bit more on the magnitude of what that is. But, yeah.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Good afternoon. So I wanted to share very quickly about losing things and finding things. So we've all of us have had experiences of losing things and really asking the Lord to help us find them. And the prayer has not been answered the way that we've wanted it to be. That's my experience most of the time, to be honest. Anyway, I wanted to share two examples of things that went missing, and we prayed, and the Lord answered those prayers. So it's both to do with witnessing girls that I've been reaching out to. One of them, my niece. I wasn't at the meeting, the last meeting before Christmas. I wasn't here because I took my niece to a carol service. She showed up, which was an answer to prayer in the first place. So we went to the church of my parents-in-law, Holy Trinity Brompton's big church in central London. And we'd had the date in the diary for ages, but often with her when I'm trying to bring her to church, something crops up and stops her from coming. And I'm sure I wasn't the only one aware that before Christmas, you know, there's really heightened spiritual warfare, isn't there? Because we're going to celebrate the birth of the Lord, so the spiritual activity is all heightened. So on the day, I was really aware of just praying that she would show up, and you wouldn't have believed the traffic. The traffic was incredible. So we'd arranged to meet at 3 o'clock at Shepherd's Bush bus station. And I thought, you know, 3 o'clock, service starts at 4:30. That's long enough to get from Shepherd's Bush to Kensington, but the traffic was incredible. And the bus, I went with Benjamin, the bus that Benji and I was on, the traffic was so bad. The driver said, okay, we're stopping here. You all have to get out here, which would have been fine, except Benjamin was on crutches. So there's Benji and I going down Shepherd's Bush Road, trying to get to the meeting point by 3. So we meet my niece. We're on the bus. She's very excited about her new phone. And she's talking about her new phone, showing me her new phone, which she'd just got. We eventually get to the church. It is packed, absolutely packed. We kind of just squeezed in, and I thought, oh my gosh, she's disappointed because there's really nowhere to sit. We were in the overflow room by the time we got there. And then she goes, my phone, where's my phone? And I thought, this is the last straw. This is the enemy trying to stop her. And I really thought she was going to leave, actually. But she stayed. She stayed for the service. Amazing, beautiful service. Jesus was really there. At the end of the service, Benjamin and I said, can we please pray that we find your phone? And in my head, I was thinking, come on, God, you've got to do this. Because, you know, I'm sticking my neck out there if I'm praying that the phone is found. And it doesn't show up. What's she going to think? So Benjamin and I were praying, and we truly invoked the name of the Lord. We really said, Lord Jesus. I used the name Jesus. I didn't pray in tongues because that would have freaked her out. But I said, you know, Jesus, please, you know, come and be in this situation. And then we went for dinner afterwards. That was part of the deal. You know, it's always a good deal if you're inviting someone, include food. So we went for dinner. And the weather was terrible. It was the day that there was sleet and there was rain and everything, and it was really cold. So we left, and she was going to the bus depot. And she texted me later and she said, Auntie Kyria, my phone was handed in by a member of the public. It was found on the bus and it was handed in. So I thought, great, that's one example, you know, of God answered the prayer. The second example very quickly was my goddaughter. So James and I have a goddaughter. We were actually probably asked to be her godparents because we were the only Christians that her parents knew. And we told them, yes, we'd love to be the parent, the godparents, and we accept this, but it's not just about going to the church, holding the baby, and then eating cake afterwards. We will take this seriously. We will pray for this girl. So that was 22 years ago. And I meet with this girl regularly. She's an actress. She was in a cast party before Christmas. So everyone in the room was in the cast. She's in Rings of Power. There we are. There's a name drop. So she's in Rings of Power. Everyone in the party was in the cast for Rings of Power. Even the catering team were the catering team for Rings of Power. There were no outsiders. But when I met her at her house, her face was downcast, and she said, I went to this party. My bag disappeared. It had my keys in it and all my cards. And exactly the same thing came into my head as with my niece. Come on, Lord, you know, let's pray about this and please work. So I prayed with her using the name of Jesus, you know, Jesus, please come and show her how much you love her. Come and work in her life. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's really power in the name of Jesus. So that was that. And then after Christmas, she said that she had received her handbag back through Royal Mail, General Post Office. So the person who'd taken it by mistake obviously just felt so embarrassed. They didn't want to text her and say, hey, I've got your handbag. But they packaged it up and sent it to her. So God answered the prayer through Royal Mail. Thank you.
So the name of Jesus saves us and finds things for us and restores them to us. And even those that may not believe can be restored by the name of Jesus. Let's move into a time of intercession. If you can stand, please do. This is the week of prayer for Christian unity, which is one of the reasons why we exist. So let's just spend a few moments praying for that, and then I'll conclude with a prayer that has been set for the day. Let's first of all just pray out loud for the work of those that are seeking reconciliation across our churches and in our denominations. There's various discussion groups. Let's pray for them now that God will advance their work and bring them into more peace and unity across all the divisions that have occurred. Let's just pray for that. So Jesus Christ, act sovereign in your power, O Lord. May your purpose and your love and your grace be upon us, O Lord. May we experience your power and your love, your mercy and your steadfast love, O Lord. Glorify your name, glorify your name, glorify your name, glorify your name. Father, we do pray that you would, as Jesus, our Lord, Christ and Saviour, prayed on the eve of his sacrifice, bring unity to your church. Bless those discussions that are taking place. Help them to be filled with peace and love, unity, truth and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's bring that down to perhaps our local areas. We have relationships with lots of churches, not least across all of our denominations. Let's pray for those relationships. Let's pray for the Churches Together groups that we participate in, either in Hillingdon or Acton or other places, and pray that God will practically bring more out of us working together than us working separately. Yes, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, glorify your name. Lord, glorify your name. Lord, magnify your name. Lord, glorify your name. Lord, magnify your name, O Lord. Glorify your name, magnify your name. Worship your name, praise your name. Worship your name, glorify your name. Worship your name, praise your name, O Lord, blessed be your name. Lord, our God, glorify your name. Lord, our God, praise your name. And Father, we do pray that you would bless all of the churches where we live, and all of the relationships between the clergy, between the congregations. Help us as Antioch, please, Lord, to be a facilitator of those discussions, a quiet but consistent witness to the power of Christian unity. Enable us to serve you, O Lord, in the appropriate way in our areas to promote Christian unity at our local level. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And let's pray the intercession that has been set for the day. May I remind you that we are still in the middle of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, and there is a book that I'm using now that we can use in our daily prayers and at our meal times. Lord God of eternal glory, give us opportunities to grow closer as brothers and sisters in Christ. Open our eyes so that we can discover the treasures we have to share with each other, and thus strengthen in love and mutual respect. That we continue to extend your kingdom to the glory and honor of your holy name. Amen. Amen. Let's see if we can have the band come up and bring us together for one more time in a song of worship. And then please do reflect on what you've heard today, both the profound, the scriptures, and the practical as we go forth into the new week.